broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendrick Show here on this Thursday night. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. And we have live streaming video of the show going over there right now, so you can watch the show as well as listen to it. And we have, of course, all of our archives and all of our podcasts and a great many other really cool things ahead for this coming year at philhendryshow.com. And this evening, very, very, very short little tribute was played on our video feed to the late Johnny Otis. Johnny Otis passed on at the age of 90. Very close to where I grew up and where R.C. Collins is located, Altadena, California. Johnny Otis was 90 years of age. He was a great rhythm and blues impresario and in his own right, musician. Anyway, if you're watching Phil TV in HD, we haven't taken down.
Why do you talk like that?
Take it easy, bud. Because, you know, that little high-pitched, what do they call that, tinnitus thing?
Yeah, like the high-pitched whine?
Yeah, it all of a sudden kicked into my left ear, and it made me go, we haven't takedown.
Maybe you got something wrong.
No, it happens every now and again. Yeah, maybe I do. Maybe I got a brain tumor. Take it easy. More like I need a Q-tip to clean my ears. How about that?
That would cause it.
Shut up, man. God. So, in any event, we were... I'm going to belt you if you do that again.
I cut it down like you said.
Great. The Italian Captain, by the way, that was a very, that was, forget it. Coming up, we've got Vernon Dozier on the South Carolina GOP debate. Did you watch it? Very interesting. Very interesting. We're going to get Vernon on the line. He is an educator from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. He is a, the senior class advisor there, as well as a high school, as well as a high school varsity football coach. And he also is a health and science teacher there. And Vernon, I know you were at a viewing party of sorts this evening, huh?
Yeah, that's right, Phil. We got together with a group of our teachers and members of the faculty and some of the parents, some of the members of the parent teacher organization. And we watched this. We want to, by the way, thank the Schmidt family who donated their home this evening. And they had a coffee and we were able to watch the debate and talk about it.
I think that's an admirable thing. The teachers and the parents getting together for something other than school business, huh?
Well, it was the idea of idea of our administrator, I must say, Jim Woodcock, who I think is a great administrator, is a wonderful man, and he believes that when parents and faculty administrators get together for issues other than the well-being of the school or their kids, if they get together and just on a sort of neutral ground, on neutral territory, you get to know each other as people a lot easier, maybe, than when you're discussing something as emotional, and it certainly is understandable, as your children. And
I think that's admirable.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun, and we talked. I ran afoul. Well, I shouldn't say I ran afoul. I made some comments that I hope were understood. I got very irritated, and I know we're going to talk about that.
You told me that you have been very disappointed, and you're a conservative. And last night we talked to Larry Grover, who's one of our contributors from Conservatives of Kern County, and I know that you are also a conservative. You were very vocal in your disappointment with Newt Gingrich.
That is correct, yes.
And that has to do with this supposed revelation about wanting an open marriage, even though he's denied this.
Well, Mr. Henry, there's an awful lot of denying that politicians do, and I think most of us are a little sick and tired of being asked to believe these incredible denials. This is not the first time that we had heard these things about Congressman Gingrich. It's not the first time that I've heard about Congressman Gingrich's very unusual and inappropriate social taste, if you will. It's not the first time that I've heard about Congressman Gingrich or Speaker Gingrich's unusual habits when it comes to marriage, women, and so forth. Now, I am very much a conservative, and I fall down along Christian values, and I don't consider my, you know, if you're going to represent Vernon Dozier, and I'm only speaking of myself now as a teacher, if you're going to represent me, brother, you had better be a clean and very right down the line individual. I'm a principled man. I've been through my bad times. I've done things that I shouldn't have done. I've done some very, very bad things in my life, but I'm trying desperately now to, you know, be a better man, and I ask that of my president too. And
some people think that we want a perfect president, that we want a perfect morally perfect president, that we've become crazy, that we're not just asking for unrealistic things, that as a population, as an electorate, as a people, the American people have almost lost their minds in this seeking perfection.
Well, I don't think it's losing your mind, Phil, to ask a guy like Newt Gingrich to simply behave like a man to his wife and not be some kind of a sport, some kind of guy that is dallying with the ladies. And I'm putting it mildly, you know.
And his denial of this has no meaning for you.
Why would it have any meaning? Politicians deny this stuff all the time. Politicians are known for denying the very worst aberrations of nature, the very worst aberrations of human behavior, until you find out that, hey, it was true. Let me remind you of a guy. You ever heard of the name John Edwards?
Of course.
Okay, enough said. This is a guy that denied all the way on up, and including the fact his wife had a brain, you know, had to have a brain operation or something.
And no, his wife had breast cancer.
All right, I'm sorry. His wife had breast cancer. Well, who? I thought there was someone needed a brain operation.
Ted's, well, I, no, you know what? I'm speaking out of school. I don't know.
Well, in any event, John Edwards lied right on up until the bitter end to each and every American when he said, oh, no, I didn't have anything to do with this woman. And then the truth come out. Newt Gingrich, I feel, has let a lot of us down. I can't vote for him. And I feel that he thinks he's put one over on me. I think that Newt Gingrich believes himself to be some kind of a superior man that the rest of us need to fall in line and follow. I think Newt Gingrich thinks he is. I will even go so far as to say Newt Gingrich thinks he's some kind of a sexual superman, and the rest of us are eunuchs. And
where are you getting that?
Well, I can hear you laughing. And
yes, I'm like, where are you getting that he's a sexual superman?
What would a man? I'll tell you what. If you're known for a guy, you're a guy that wants to have an open marriage. That means you want to sleep with how many different women, okay? And the rest of us are what? If you talk about me or any other man that wants to vote for Newt Gingrich, who's faithful to his wife, he's trying to say, look at the superman that I am. The rest of you guys stay with your wives. Okay.
First of all, he's denying this, all right?
Well, he may be denying it, but the fact is he thinks he's some kind of a sexual superman. And he's going to have sex with all these women, and I'm supposed to sit here and be married to one woman, and he's out there, Mr. Super Sex, out there servicing all the ladies. Boy, damn it.
So you think that this is an attitude of his, or it is a...
I don't think it's an attitude. I think it's who he is. I think it's who he is. I think he thinks that he is Newt Gingrich, sex, you know, just a sex beast, and the supporters of his, guys like me, stupid idiots like me. And that's the thing that a stupid little man like me, I gave money to his campaign. I said to people, oh, Newt, you know, I think he's great. Only to come and find out, I'm going to ask these ladies, my wife's talking to a bunch of the, and there's a few of the teachers left. Can you ladies, I'm on the phone right now. Thank you very much. And I don't want to talk too loud, because what we're talking about here is...
I understand.
I think that Newt Gingrich, with his sexual perversions, and that's what I call him, has made a monkey out of everyone that ever supported him. And I think that the time has come now for me to say to Newt Gingrich, and the rest of us who support Newt Gingrich, you think you're some kind of a stud with your open marriage and your 500 girlfriends. Well, we're not all little tiny eunuchs.
So you're not going to vote for him?
I am not voting for him, no.
Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Rick Santorum.
And do you think he has a chance to be president?
Not a chance, no.
So you're basically, you've given up on...
I've given up on our candidate, oh, absolutely, yeah, no question. But I'm not going to vote for some guy who is a, you know, is like an alley cat. I'm not voting for some guy that's like an alley cat living in a garbage can. And that's what Newt Gingrich is talking about when he wants to have all this, you know, all these women.
All right, we're talking with Vernon Dozier here. He is a supporter of Newt Gingrich. He's shifting his vote to Rick Santorum as long as he stays in the race, huh?
As long as Rick Santorum's in, I don't know how much longer, and I don't, you know, whether these guys are going to make the California primary. I don't even know when the California primary is.
I think the California primary's been moved up.
Well, you know, I may have an opportunity to vote for Rick Santorum, but I'm not going to vote for Romney, that's for sure, because he's too liberal. And Gingrich, I wouldn't vote for a guy that's, you know, if you left it up to Gingrich, he'd probably sleep with your wife. That's how I feel about that.
This is a betrayal, it sounds like.
It's an absolute betrayal. An absolute betrayal.
You feel that it's a betrayal of morality?
It's a betrayal of principle, of morality. And he's showing his colors. He's saying to us now, okay, now here's another layer that you need to look at. See, I'm even more than you thought I was. I am sort of a beast, a super beast. And if I need it, you know, and I do believe that if the time and the place was right, Mr. Hendry, he may ask of his supporters, I want to, you know, do it with your wife.
Well, you don't literally mean that.
No, but I'm saying that's the kind of personality he is.
All right, we're talking here with Vernon Dozier, and we are discussing the South Carolina debate that just occurred. And as far as you're concerned, it's over. You're not supporting Gingrich, and I didn't even ask you how you thought he did in the debate. You're going with Santorum, and we'll find out what other people think, too. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Did this news about Gingrich and the open marriage, did that affect your vote? Does it affect your support for Newt Gingrich? Does it give you a stronger sense of another candidate? Just what? Vernon Dozier on the line with us as well tonight, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Art Griego. Excuse me, not Art Griego. We had Art last hour. This is Vernon Dozier. Wherever you are, Art, thank you. Vernon Dozier has joined us. Did you hear that, Vernon?
Yeah, I heard some of that. That was quite a conversation with that guy. If I just would venture an opinion, I think that guy was very much suspect himself. I don't see how you can run from an aircraft.
Well, that was my feeling, you know, and I didn't want to come out and call the guy a coward.
Well, that's what he thought you were calling him, though, but that was very unusual.
All right, we're talking with Vernon here about the South Carolina debate, and we're talking certainly about your views as they pertain to Newt Gingrich, and your feeling is very clear that Newt Gingrich's this idea that he wants an open marriage has cost him at least your vote.
It has cost him my vote. That's right. I don't know why it hasn't cost him every single vote. I'm a little tired of being taken advantage by some of these people who, you know, I'm a conservative right down the line, and a guy comes along, calls himself a conservative, and he wants my vote for president of the United States, and then I find out that he has engaged in all kinds of behavior that I would, I would expect it from a Democrat. I expect it from John Edwards, but I don't expect it. I don't want it from a conservative. So I think that Newt Gingrich, and I think that the game that Newt Gingrich has played with voters over the last several years, I think the game, he came out of nowhere and declared for president in this race. I was very surprised by that, but I did like Newt Gingrich. But I was surprised because where was he back in 08 when it was probably more critical? Where was he back in, and maybe he felt that 08 the Republicans couldn't win. It's possible. You know?
Well, that's a thought because these, there seems to be a cycle. I mean, the last time that that any party got three terms out of in the White House, any party got three terms in the White House out of the American people, it was the Republican Party, and it was Reagan on into Bush 1. So it was, you know, there was 12 years there. And before that, I guess you could say the Republicans didn't.
I think you're right, Bill. I think that before that, I think it was the Democrats with FDR. So when you talk about the strength of a president, you know that you're talking about Ronald Reagan really got three terms, and FDR got four, although FDR really didn't get four because he died within months, but. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, maybe that was what Gingrich was thinking. But he comes in here and wants me to vote for him, and I get excited about it. And next thing you know, he's talking about an open marriage.
Here is Gary. Gary, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier. We're talking here, by the way, folks, about this, about the debate here this evening. If you wanted to say anything about that, you're more than welcome. Go ahead, Gary.
Right, Phil. Well, I want to ask this guy a question because I'm not sure if I understand what he's saying. You said that you felt that Newt Gingrich, by saying that he wants to... Hello?
Well, we can hear you, Gary. Go ahead.
All right. I was saying to this Vernon...
I'm here. Yes, sir.
You're saying that Newt Gingrich, if he wanted to, he would sleep with our wives. I mean, I don't understand how you get that thinking.
Well, because if he says he wants to have an open marriage,
right,
and he wants to have sex with all kinds of different women, why is he going to stop with your wife?
Well, I think that you're being a little ridiculous if you ask my question, if you ask me a question, because I think he's not stating that he wants to sleep with any wife in particular, you know.
I'm saying, where's he going to stop? If Newt Gingrich wants to have an open marriage and he wants to sleep with a lot of women, would he stop with your wife? Would he stop with my wife?
I think if you were to take this man at his word for what he says, I think he's saying that he wants to have an open marriage. He didn't say he wants to sleep with married women.
Right. He's not talking about sleeping with a lot of married women.
I don't know that. Look, if you say you want to have an open marriage, and that means that you're sleeping with other women and you're married, then I would assume he's not going to stop just because a woman's married. And how does that make you feel, Gary, that Newt Gingrich gets to go out and sleep with all these women, and you've been, you know, following the conservative viewpoint, and you're at home with one woman?
Well, I love my wife. I don't know.
I know you love your wife. I love my wife. But it still is going to grate on your nerves that there's a guy out there who is president of the United States, who's a conservative, who you supported, and he's out, and basically, he's got his nose in it, in something different, every night.
All right, let's clean it up a little bit.
You say he's got his nose in every night. You're saying that he's out with a different woman every night.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
And you're saying it's going to bother you. I don't know, even if it was true, and I'm not sure that it is true, but I don't know that it's going to bother me.
Let me tell you something. It's going to bother you if it's your wife. That's what I'm trying to say. I wish you'd listen to me. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir. I'm listening to you.
All right. Because, you know, Gary, you're a good man, but you seem a little slow.
Well,
hold on for a minute. You seem a little slow. Newt Gingrich is going to go out and sleep with everything he can find. And it might be some night he finds his way into your bedroom. And I'm saying this figuratively, you know.
Well, I just think you're a little paranoid.
Yeah, I mean, you're creating these scenarios.
Right, you're creating some scenarios about Newt Gingrich, you know.
All right, let me ask it a different way. Is it okay with you if Newt Gingrich sleeps with your wife?
I don't know. You know, the way you say that, doesn't have any effect on me, really.
It doesn't have any effect. Is it all right if Newt Gingrich sweats and makes grunting noises in your bed with your wife?
See, that doesn't sound like reality.
What do you mean it doesn't sound? Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you just get, you know, Mr. Henry, would you get some smarter callers, please?
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm smart. I'm trying to listen to you.
Gary, I don't mean anything, but you're an idiot. You're just an idiot, and you disgust me.
Well, I'm trying to understand. Would you get this idiot away from me, please?
Gary, we got to take a break.
I'm trying to understand. Would you please get the idiot away from me?
All right, we'll take a break. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier on the South Carolina debate. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry.
You know, I mean, what are you trying to say?
To the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Vernon Dozier joining us from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. And point of fact, they were at a dinner this evening, actually a coffee this evening, for parents and for educators there at Belmar. They were watching the South Carolina debate and sort of discussing it. And Vernon, your feelings about Newt Gingrich are very strong. Now, you had strong opinions about the last caller, a gentleman who didn't seem to understand what you were saying.
Well, yeah, I just, you know, I don't like people that are not intelligent. And that man, and he's indicative of a lot of supporters of Newt Gingrich. He's a man that's not very bright. He doesn't get the fact that Gingrich is proposing to go out and get what the rest of us don't get, what I can't get, and he don't get. Excuse my English. I'm a teacher, but I'm a little upset. And
you're upset? What are you upset about?
What am I upset about?
Yeah.
I just watched a man that I have admired for many years come out on TV and say that he wants to sleep with all these wives.
And he didn't come out. In fact, he denied it.
I know he denied it. That's what politicians do. They lie. But he come out and say, I'm going to have an open marriage, and the rest of you guys can sit there and suck your thumbs.
All right, 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. This is Jessica. Go ahead, Jessica. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
You know, this guy acts like that he is the most perfect, just guy in the world. People make mistakes, and he has no substantial proof that any
people
of this
mistakes.
Happened. Thinks that he's better than anybody else, telling people how they're not very bright. You know, it takes a pretty shallow man to treat somebody like that.
Well, the last gentleman that was on the phone with me, man, was stupid. He sounded like a guy that gets run all over town by a lot of people, and I was trying to set him straight.
Oh, and it's your place to set him straight?
Well, ma'am, with all due respect,
it's people like you who don't have respect for other people.
I have a lot of respect for people.
They can run all over everybody else.
I have respect for people that respect themselves. And if you think Newt Gingrich, and you're a woman, and I don't know who you're married to.
Wait a minute, I never said that I was supporting Newt Gingrich, so don't even try to step on
me there. So you're just going to sit on the fence. You're going to sit on the fence and take pot shots. That's what you do. That's what you do. That's what you do. You sit on the fence.
You
take your pot shots. Well, then why don't you tell us a little something about you instead of taking your pot shots from the fence?
I am a very conservative Republican woman.
Step into the fray. Step into the fray. Where do you stand? Where do you stand?
I'm not going to give you. I don't owe you anything. I owe you.
Well, and you don't have. So in other words, you don't have the guts.
You
say
are
where
a
you
fool.
Stand.
You are
in the
a
world.
Fool.
In you take a look at this country today, ma'am. People have got to stand up and say where they stand, and you ain't got the guts.
Hey, let's not be confrontational like that. What's the point?
Because Phil, our country's in trouble, and I got a lady on the line here who's finding all kinds of fault with me, but she ain't got the guts.
And
you got the guts, or don't you, ma'am?
That has to put everybody else down.
I ain't putting you down. I'm just asking you where do you stand.
You're telling me I'm a fence rider. Telling this gentleman before.
That's right.
He's
That's
not
right.
very intelligent.
Is that guy on the line, Bud? That guy Gary, is he still on the line? You talking to him? Can you put him on?
You're going to put that last guy on, Phil. I told you I don't want to talk to him because he is an idiot.
I want to talk to him.
She's laughing at me putting him down.
Absolutely, I'm laughing at you because you're a fool.
I'm a fool?
Gary?
Answer me this.
Let me ask you a question.
Man?
Hold on for just a second. I got Gary on the line. For where you live, Gary?
Phil, I live in New York City.
You live in Manhattan?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got you back on the line because I have a lady here who is taking your side. And
well, what is this, Phil? Are you going to gang up on me?
Hold on for a minute. I just want to allow Gary to express himself. You were very over the top with him.
I told him that he was stupid. Gary, this is Vernon.
Yes, sir.
You're stupid, aren't you?
I don't know, sir. I don't call myself stupid. I call myself a concerned citizen.
But you're an idiot.
No, sir, I'm not an idiot.
Why do you call him that?
Because if I can't make sense with this lady who wants to sit on the fence and take her pot shots, I want to make sense with this man who has a wife. You have a wife, right, sir?
Yes, I do.
And you love her?
Very much so.
Well, Newt Gingrich wants to sleep with her.
I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way.
And the lady that's laughing? Newt Gingrich, if he came to town, he'd want to sleep. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. He might want to sleep with her.
Okay, you know something? We don't need that kind of Gary, I want to let you go.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
And, Jessica, anything else?
I know. What happened to Gary? I wanted to tell Gary something.
You already told him that he's an idiot and he's stupid and a lot of things.
He is stupid. He is stupid. He's stupid because Newt Gingrich is coming for his wife. He's stupid because he doesn't even think he has the right to go out and get a little himself. He's stupid because he still supports Newt Gingrich. And he's stupid because he let Jessica here speak on his behalf and didn't say a word, and she just buried him. She buried his case. You might as well have taken him and buried him head first in the sand. You see how I intimidate people? You see how I am so powerful that Jessica is finally shut up. Gary's gone. You ain't even saying nothing, Mr. Hendry. You know why?
I've heard one of these.
I kick ass.
And that's you.
I kick ass. I kick ass.
You don't control anybody. You don't intimidate anybody, especially not me.
Who's
this? Who
am I speaking with?
You are a fool. And you must not be a very good Christian man.
I'm very, very Christian. I would have allowed them to nail me.
And that is certainly not you. You are not powerful, and you are not intimidating.
If I'm not powerful, then why would I have allowed the Romans to nail me to the cross? Answer me that.
What kind of a ridiculous statement is that? What is that?
Excuse me, Mr. Henry, are you a Christian?
I'm Catholic.
All right, in other words, you're not.
Yeah, whatever you say, man.
Okay. Catholics are Christian, too.
No, they are not. No, they are not. They are not Christian. Mr. Henry understands that. He knows that he's outside the Christian circle.
No, I don't understand that. We believe in Jesus Christ. We celebrate the Last Supper in our Mass. We celebrate the Last Supper in our Mass. When Jesus, you know.
Yeah, what did he do?
Well, I'm not
thank you. Thank you. So why don't you just keep your Catholic mouth? And I'm talking to this Jessica now. Now, woman.
I'm not
Catholic. I understand.
I'm not
Good.
Catholic, but I am a fellow Christian. And regardless of the faith, anybody who believes in Jesus Christ is on my side.
Well, I believe in Jesus Christ, so I'm on your side.
And you don't have the right to put down other Christians like that.
Well, ma'am, I'm trying to protect the church. And when Mr. Hendry has more allegiance to some guy wearing, and I hate to be a smartass, some guy wearing a cardboard hat in Rome, I got a problem.
Some guy wearing a cardboard hat in Rome, would that be the Pope?
Bingo.
Wow.
You know, I feel sorry.
You know what? You know, you guys, you people.
You must not feel very good about yourself to have to be so critical and judgmental of other people.
Ma'am, I came on the program tonight to talk about a guy, Newt Gingrich, who I supported 8,000,000% till I found out that he wanted to sleep with every woman, including you. And you're not offended by that. I find that
absolutely
weird.
Absolutely not, because I'm a Christian woman and I know where I stand.
But what about Newt Gingrich? Where do you stand on him?
It's not my place to judge Newt Gingrich.
I bet you do support him. I bet you are going to vote for him. Maybe it turns. Well, I better not say it.
Yeah, maybe you better not.
You insecure little man. I feel for people like you.
There you go. You see what this is? What Gingrich did? She's calling me little. Gingrich did that to her.
How is Newt Gingrich doing that? That's what
yourself.
You didn't.
No, Gingrich did that when he said, "I'm going to go out and sleep with all these women," and now Dozier's got a little one.
You must not respect anybody. Do you respect your own wife?
Do I? Who are you talking about?
Is this the way that you talk your wife too? If you disagree with your wife, is this the way you treat her?
I have my opinions, and my wife accepts them. My wife and I have a great age difference. There's a 30-year, there's a 30-year age difference between myself and my wife, so you would expect that there's a whole lot she doesn't know. In exchange for me educating her. So you're laughing again.
I know
why you're laughing.
Very funny.
I'm 55 years old and I got a 20.
And you can't tell me that there's anything more that you know than I do.
Ma'am, you're a little old for me when it comes to wives. I don't doubt that you're intelligent, ma'am, when it comes to certain things. How to prepare possum for dinner, for instance.
Okay, Mr. Dozier, I've listened to your little innuendos here long enough.
What do you mean, wow, that wasn't that big of a put-down?
That was a smart-ass comment that takes us outside the area of conversation. You mentioned you're 30 years older than your wife. There's things that you know that she doesn't know. And then this lady didn't pick up on what you said. When she said she's 37, you said, that's a little old for me.
Yeah, when it comes to wives, I'm not talking about, I'll talk to her. I'm just saying when it comes to marrying material, she's way outside of the my
I'd have
parameters.
I'd be a blind fool to marry somebody like you. Somebody that doesn't respect another human being.
Ma'am, up until yesterday when Newt Gingrich said...
You may not agree, and you may not want to vote for Newt Gingrich.
Gingrich?
No concrete evidence that he has done anything.
Well, let's just look at the evidence.
That's what happens in the political life, is that people get accused of a lot of things, whether they be true or not.
Newt Gingrich's wife said...
And you've got these ideas
good enough for
in
me.
Your head, so you're just going to run wild with them. And you're going to make all of these funky accusations.
You proved one of the points when I said that Gingrich was out sleeping with women to make me look small, and you just said I was a little man.
Are you worried that someone's going to sleep with your wife? Is that what this is about? Are you that insecure about life?
That's what I think of you.
Well, that was real grown up. All right. Jessica, you've put up with enough. I appreciate very much your phone call, and... you made a very good show of yourself.
Oh, she was a ball breaker.
Well,
Vernon,
you put on a great show, and I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate.
Have a great night.
Thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL.
Cast the net break.
Something? You do acquit yourself rather poorly, and she made a very good point that you sound like you're very insecure.
Why wouldn't I be insecure when there's a guy running for president who says he wants to sleep with everybody? And that woman you just had on, she's going to say her prayers tonight, because with Newt Gingrich, when he rolls into town, when she sees Gingrich rolling into town, and she'll know it's him, she'll see the big wide-brimmed white hat, see that big six-horse team that he's got, brand-new covered wagon, when he comes into town, you better lock your women folk up, because I'll tell you, Gingrich... Man, Gingrich.
The big six-horse team, huh?
What did I say?
We'll take a break here.
Oh, wait, hold on just a bit.
We'll take a break here. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Yep. When you see Gingrich's six-horse team and his big wide hat and his new covered wagon pull into town, lock up your women folk. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
What did I say? Did I say something dumb?
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Vernon Dozier is on the line with us, an educator from Glendale, California. Vernon is also a kind of a go-to guy on politics for us. He's a political science teacher, and he also does some political science teaching at the junior college up there at Moore Park. And we have Vernon with us as we talk about the debate. We're going to go to some other phone calls tonight. I also want to get you explaining a couple of things that you said, Vernon. But most of what you've been talking about tonight is you are done with Newt Gingrich, that Newt Gingrich is a moral reprobate as far as you're concerned. You don't buy the fact that he was not asking for an open marriage at all, correct?
That is correct, Phil. I don't buy it at all. I don't believe. I'm amazed. I am stunned. But I should expect it, because as I said to that gentleman from New York, who is a very nice man, he's an idiot.
Well, you've been spending a lot of time calling people names.
No, sir. Just the idiot. Just the gentleman from New York, and I did call him an idiot. I did, and I'm sorry. But the last lady.
Well, you said to her, you know, possum recipes and...
You know, Phil, I think what you need to do is open your ears a little bit. That woman came on loaded for bear. All she wanted to do was geld me like a stallion. And I really feel that she didn't have the guts. And I asked her, too. I said, do you have the guts to state what you believe tonight? And she's... you heard her. She was, I don't know, sounds... And so I said, are you going to get some guts? And she said, no. I said, and so I said to her, no, she said to me, you're a little man. I said, right there, Newt Gingrich has gotten to you, because Gingrich, by wanting to sleep with all these women, wants the rest of us men who support him to be his itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, cocktail Frank waiters. Hello?
I'm here, and the reason why I'm pausing is because what you just said sounded really, really stupid.
Mr. Henry, are you a teacher? No, you're not. Do you have a college degree? No, you don't.
It doesn't make any difference. What you just said sounded really, really stupid. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Fred. Hi, Fred. You're on the Phil Henry Show here with Vernon Dozier.
I agree.
I have a college degree in political science.
I'm sorry. Start again, Fred.
I agree with you on Gingrich for a lot of other reasons besides what you're talking about. But Romney holds a dual citizenship and was born in Mexico. Santorum was caught with a prostitute while married and was covered up in Pennsylvania. Ron Paul is the only one that is honest and with integrity, and he wants to legalize drugs to stop these killings on the borders. And the only one that has some idea how to solve our fiscal problems. And you must remember, because he doesn't want to go to war, Congress declares a war, not the President of the United States like Obama and the UN did. And these other candidates are talking like warmongers. Let Congress do its job and declare the wars. And that's what
I would remind the gentleman. I would remind the gentleman that the war in Iraq was debated in the Congress, and there was an approval for the war in Congress under George Bush. So I agree with you on Obama. Obama doesn't know where he's coming or going. Now, when it comes to Newt Gingrich, I'm glad you do agree with me, sir. Newt Gingrich is a moral reprobate and is trying to belittle you and me and everyone. Now, Santorum is my man. You say he was caught with a prostitute? I missed that.
And he was also,
when was that?
He was also linked to the Penn State coach that's in trouble right now. He belonged to that kids organization that they are supposed to be taking care of kids. Now,
this guy Santorum is that NAMBLA?
What do you mean NAMBLA?
No, you said the kids organization.
No,
the one that what's it called? Fred 2 Mile or what is it called? Two Extra Mile?
I don't know what it was called, but it was
it's kids called.
Group.
And, it's a kid. It's called NAMBLA.
No, it's not NAMBLA.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I think, sir,
you have to check it out and find out.
I will. Yes, sir, I will. Okay. I will very much. Now, you mentioned Ron Paul. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, and I think Ron Paul is a man who's, he cares about his country, but this is a guy he's way out there. You're aware of that, right?
He doesn't want war. He wants...
Well, no, I know. I don't mean that. I don't mean that. I'm saying that
before he attacks. But go ahead.
Yeah. But I'm saying this is a guy that needs to be I'm sorry to say, I think he needs to be looked at.
Looked at how?
I think he needs a psychiatrist.
I don't believe so. In the first place, wisdom comes with age. And I think he's got a lot more wisdom than what these other clowns, candidates have. And
well,
that's my opinion.
I think the guy's from outer space. But to each his own, sir. You know, best of luck to you, but boy.
You think he's from outer space? Why?
Because he's got all of these newsletters. Huh?
If we don't solve our fiscal problems and get rid of the Federal Reserve Board, we will have no country. We're not $15 trillion in debt. That $15 trillion is $50,000 for every man, woman, and child. At 100,
I can afford it. I got 50 G's.
At $100 trillion for unfunded liabilities and obligations, it's $333,000 for every man, woman, and child.
I still got it.
Hello?
I think he hung up.
No, I think Bud put him on hold.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, thank you very much, Vernon.
Well, I've got much more to say. And if anybody would like to meet me for coffee, I'll be at the Rod Show. I'll be a tiny man.
Phil Hendry.
Here, Madre Boulevard.